The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's Conor Faulkner, a transport commentator and consultant to the RIAC. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Pat. Hi.
Now, a couple of things to talk about, but one particular story caught my eye. I saw it in the Irish Times. How a driver could avoid being put off the road and penalty points, because those extra penalty points would have reached a threshold for being off the road, and managed to get away with it. How?
Yeah, loopholes. This is a frustrating loophole. This particular one is about to be closed, but it's a perennial problem for us. Our road traffic legislation is really complicated. The biggest piece of primary law is the 61 Act, but we've had 25 subsequent acts. There are something like 400 statutory instruments that flow from it, and solicitors find loopholes. This particular one says that if you're in court, you're due to get penalty points, you're given penalty points, the judge can say, no, no, instead of your penalty points, I'll give you a driving ban. And that was put
now,
in the law.
At the judge's discretion?
Yes, and it was put in the law so that the judge could apply a more serious punishment to you if he felt that it warranted it. But that regulation didn't stipulate a minimum period of ban. So in fact, the judge is able to give you a 24-hour ban. And if he gives you a 24-hour ban instead of three penalty points, those three penalty points could have taken you over the threshold and given you a six-month ban. So de facto, what that means is the judge can kind of let you off. Where the intention of the law is to give you a six-month ban because you've hit your 12 penalty points, the judge, by giving you a 24-hour ban, obviates those points. So, you know, in theory, yeah, you did get a driving ban. In reality, it's a softer punishment than the law envisaged. Now, that's at the discretion of the judge, and we have to trust judges. Maybe there were reasons, you know, that's why judges judge.
In fact,
but it's
we
not
can't criticise judges. That's in public, we can't criticise them. So even though it looks really anomalous and odd.
It does look wonky, and it's the second time this one has arisen. In fact, the Irish Times reported it today. They covered it last year. Second time this same individual has availed of it, which does really seem crazy. But nevertheless, it's a loophole. It's not was not the policy intent of the law. Now, we've had loads of those over the years, Pat, and they have to be patched with subsequent legislation.
Now, when you look at this particular individual who's not named, the offence is avoiding penalty points for not wearing a seatbelt, which is a serious offence.
It certainly is. It's and still one of our big killers.
One that is probably going to be one of our big killers, using a mobile phone while driving. These are not trivial offences.
No, they are not. And we have harsh laws on the statute books to deal with those offences. Drivers accept that they're bad behaviours that deserve to be punished. That is the intent of the law. And while to some extent a judge always has to be able to judge, nevertheless, you know, it's the Oireachtas that has given effect to these laws, and it's what society wants. So we don't need loopholes.
The interesting thing is that this particular driver must have accumulated enough penalty points so that the extra three would push her over the top.
Correct.
Which means that she's not a great driver anyway.
Yeah, correct. I mean, she's already reached the threshold. And our penalty point system actually works well. It's like a yellow card system. But you can get four yellow cards before you get sent off the pitch. So, you know, it's hard to say you're unlucky when it's happened to you four times. And there's really good evidence that when a motorist in Ireland gets a set of penalty points, it changes their behaviour. You're actually statistically less likely to get a second set than you are a first set. So the system works. And then you have these relatively small number of individuals who clearly have residual ongoing bad behaviour. I don't know the circumstances of this case, but, you know, they don't look like good facts.
We don't know what the plea in court was. I mean, obviously, these lawyers are aware of the loophole and will try to exploit it. But at the end of the day, the judge could have said, you know, 2 month ban, 3 month ban, or 6 month ban.
It could indeed. And it is probably, and I don't know the details of the case, but typically it could be a judge trying to act with compassion. You might have an individual, for example, who, you know, went through a problem chapter in her life and has now come out of it and has done fresh start
or
something.
Can't get the kids to school. We live in the countryside. Can't get the kids to school if I don't have a car. No bus service.
And a judge taking the view that, look, I'm not going to punish the small children. So that's why you have to allow judges to judge. But nevertheless, you know, they should be judging within properly constrained bounds. And you shouldn't have the law of the land essentially made a bit of a laugh of if loopholes like that can be found.
Now, they can close. They have effectively legislatively closed the loophole, but they haven't enacted it.
Yeah, but it's on its way. And as I say, the road traffic acts themselves, that there are 25, 26 of them and over 400 statutory instruments. So it's not just a question of sort of, you know, Trump style saying, there's an easy problem, here's the easy fix. Actually, in law, that can cause all sorts of ripple effects. And we've long needed a fully consolidated and updated Road Traffic Act, but it has to be amended every couple of years when new law
comes
along.
Now, you can imagine people reading that story in the Irish Times or hearing us today who are facing a court appearance. Mm. They'd be going to their lawyer and saying, get me off too, will you please?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, a lawyer hangs a shingle over his door and says that, you know, that's what I do. And they would argue that, you know, they test the law has to be robust, and I guess that's all fair enough. But like water finding cracks, you know, the clever lawyers will look for the loopholes. And sometimes we're outraged when what seems to society to be a clearly punishable behaviour gets away scot-free. That's not a social good. But at the same time, you know, we have to have laws. They have to be correct. We have to govern by law and not by fiat. And the solicitors are right in that sense.
Now, Conor, you want to tell me about a new RSA campaign?
Yeah. Now, you will hear all about it, Pat, because it's launching today and it's a big new campaign. They've made a new TV and cinema ad. It's kind of in the canon of the old RSA ads, if you know what I mean. Very high production values, quite impactful. Not, you know, the people standing in cardboard boxes pretending to be e-scooters or anything like that. This is much more one of their old school ads. It's very good. And it tells the Groundhog Day story of a person on a rural road, an everyman sort of guy, not too young, doing the same thing every day, routine, 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 with a little bit of lapse in concentration, going a little bit too fast, and predictably, there's a crash. It's an impactful ad. And what they're focusing on is rural roads. We will have heard about the reduction in rural speed limits. And, you know, they're pointing out that the majority of deaths and injuries actually happen on our rural roads. And they will tend characteristically to be a driver on his own, male, I'm sad to say, but, you know, 80% of the cases, they are male. It'll be a road they're very familiar with, and they're likely to be going faster than the speed limit. But put out of your head the reckless picture of the guy doing 120. Mm. It's not that. It's more the everyman.
Now, the stats are very interesting. Of the 69 drivers who were killed in these kind of roads, 59% were between the ages of 16 and 35. So
yeah,
predominantly younger drivers. 81% were male.
Yeah, it skews male and it skews young.
47 of the 69 were the only occupant in the car at the time. And the evidence is that 33 of those 69 had lost control of the car.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty harrowing, isn't it? And then if you look at the sort of further analysis of those types of collisions, it tends preferentially to be a road they know well. That's one of the characteristics of it. So, it's, you know, if you're pottering around a somewhat unusual landscape, you're likely to be a bit careful. It's the stuff you do every day, and one loss of concentration can be catastrophic. So that's the message. And it's of a piece with sort of the policy on rural speed limits and even the changes to the Road Traffic Act we were discussing. So it's really about addressing that culture where there's an awful lot of people who try and be good citizens, and you know, the character depicted is not a bad guy in any sense of the word. It's a normal person making a concentration error when they're on a familiar road.
It's interesting. I was listening to a report on The Hard Shoulder yesterday. Henry McKean was up at UCD where there was a demo going on of cutting a young driver out of a car.
Yeah.
And they had transition students there, whatever. And it seemed to be very impactful.
Yeah, it is. And the RSA and the Gardaí have been very good on that sort of thing over the years. Actually, the PSNI used to have a brilliant travelling roadshow. I know we borrowed it down here on a couple of occasions. And really, really good work. Very impactful on the people who get to see it firsthand. But not everybody gets to see that.
Yeah.
Whereas the RSA certainly hope that everybody will get to see this campaign. And they are spending big on it. So you will be seeing it on radio cuts and 30-second cuts. You'll be seeing it on your socials, on VOD, on TV and cinema. So we should all get to see it. At least.
Now, there are ads going out at the moment alerting people to the fact that if they're renewing their insurance, even renewing, not getting insurance for the very first time or changing company or whatever, even if you're renewing, you won't be able to renew unless you supply your driver number.
Yeah, and this is getting very serious because the deadline is 31st of March. And actually, you might have heard my voice on the radio ads talking about it. And this is from Insurance Ireland. And the imperative is your insurance company must have your driver number, you and all drivers. And if they don't, you will not be able to get insurance after the 31st of March. And that's a legal deadline. It's already enacted. Nothing the insurance company can do about it. They won't be able to give you insurance without a proper driver number. Now, you're probably okay. Most people are. But there are anomalies. If you got your insurance through a broker, if you've got name drivers on the policy, it may be some fleet policies, and absolutely people who do not have the correct driver license. So attention, please. People who've been using British licenses for 5 or 6 years without any pushback, people who've still on learner permit status, they've never properly got it. You might have renewed your insurance through your broker for the last 10 years without a problem. You have a problem now. You must
because
have...
Because there are people who may not have passed the test and who avoid the whole thing, they bury their heads in the sand and they console themselves. Well, I pay my car tax and I pay my insurance.
Yes.
So really, and I've been driving for years, I'm fine. But...
But you will no longer be able to get insurance, physically won't be able to get it. Now, the insurer's old attitude was, well, look, they're looking at risk. And there's a profile of drivers here that don't crash that often and they have the details they need. So the insurance industry wasn't too concerned in that sense about your license status. But now they must be. And look, this is good policy. It all feeds into the Garda database that we've been talking about previously. So when they do a stop, they can check who's insured. But in terms of the here and now, it's only a couple of weeks left, 31st of March. If you don't have a driver number, you will not be able to get insurance. So insurance companies are chasing you and it's a deadline you can't miss.
Now, some of the comments coming in based on the stats we gave about the 81% male drivers and so on in the rural roads. Being the victims. So our car insurance, this is from Maria, a female, increased so that male car insurance could decrease. That's incredibly unfair.
Well, it's true. And it depends on your definition of equality and fairness. But this is a rule that came in over 10 years ago, which prevented insurance companies from noticing the difference between male and female. And at the time, that was touted as an equality measure. But in practical effect, as I said at the time, and so did many others, de facto, that means that young males subsidise young females. And that's true.
As to why the driver lost control, from personal experience watching younger drivers on the road, you can see even from behind them that they're flicking up through Instagram and Facebook pages and simply not paying attention. Another text, speed van in Castleknock village yesterday. What is going on? You can't do 20 kilometres per hour in the village as it's always at a standstill. What is going on? It's meant to be for black spots. That's in Poland. They're probably trying to catch people nipping into the bus lane.
Well, perhaps, but if it's a Gatso van, then it's only in a black spot as identified from the accident database. But you will be seeing more.
I see one of those Gatso vans parked in a kind of a parking bay on Moorhampton Road.
Yeah.
Regularly, and sometimes it's in other places. And I presumed it was to try to nab people in the bus lane.
No, that will be for speeding. And you'll find there are anomalies. I've given out of them before. But to get nerdy about it, what they look is 5 to 7 years worth of collision data. And they break the road network down into links. And they're all published on a website. You can look them all up individually. For that individual link, there's likely to have been a fatality or a serious injury in the last 5 years. Now, sometimes that's wonky, Pat. I recall a link once where people were killed being chased by Gardaí. Which, you know, says nothing to do with the local road safety of the road, but nevertheless made it, you know, statistically one of the dangerous ones. Yeah. The other thing is that there are more vans because they upped the Gatso hours significantly last year. So you will be seeing more of them.
I'm driving a taxi for 14 years. I have no points currently. And the only points I've ever had were for speeding at 56 kilometres in a 56 zone. In a 50 zone.
Yeah. Okay, well now that is unlucky and somewhat rare. I often hear from a bar stool the anecdote about how I was done at, you know, 105 kilometres per hour, something like that. But usually it's there's another side to the story.
Some explanation about Castleknock. There's a 24-hour bus lane that's often driven in and there was a fatality there recently.
Well,
so
there you go.
That would make it a black spot.
Yeah.
Can you give your UK licence instead of an Irish one if they're looking for your driver license number?
Well, yes, but not if you're permanently resident in the Republic for over a year. But if you're resident in the UK or you're visiting from the UK, absolutely no problem.
I renewed my insurance 3 weeks ago. Do I need to call the insurance company to give them my driver number along with my wife, who's a name driver of the car, or is it only applicable to any insurance policies taken out or renewed after the 31st of March?
Okay, the latter is true. So it's when you buy or renew. The other thing is, if it's only 3 weeks ago, I'd kind of be surprised if the insurance company didn't collect that from you, because they've been working on that intensively. But if you assume that they still don't have it, you will need to have it when you renew.
Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and consultant to the RIAC. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.